enjoy summer style with Quince. Oh, how would you like to look really good and not pay a lot for it? It seems like a pretty good deal to me.
No, I think that's right, because you know the feeling when a new shirt just becomes your go-to. That's what happened when you pick up a new piece from Quince. They're the first thing you reach for in the closet. It's always lightweight, comfortable, and the style is always on point. Quince has all the things you actually want to wear, like organic cotton silk polos, European linen beach shorts, and comfortable pants that work for everything from backyard hangs to nice dinners. The best part? Everything with Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find at similar brands. Now, by working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen, Quince gives you luxury pieces without the crazy markups. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. After checking them out, we think everyone needs Quince's extra fine Australian merino polo. There's nothing better for looking your best as the weather warms up. And if you're prioritizing fitness going into the summer, there's no better workout motivation than some new activewear. The style is perfect for getting things done on the hill, reading in a recliner, or heading off to exciting cities and new places. Elevate your closet with Quince. Go to quince.com/warroom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/warroom to get free shipping and 365-day returns again. Quince.com/warroom, and the link is also in our show notes.
James, the results are in. The Carville Hunt survey of the most dangerous Trump appointees, the worst of the worst. Number four is the Attorney General Pam Bondi, who got nine. There were over 1,000 votes. This is pretty darn good. Peter Hart and Bob Teeter used to say all you needed was 840 or something for a national poll. Anyway, Pam Bondi got 9.2%. She's the worst attorney general maybe in history. Palmer and Mitchell were close. She'll do whatever Trump asks her. So therefore, there is no sense. I mean, if you're a Republican, you can get away with anything you want. And now she's trying to figure out a way to cover up something that's terribly embarrassing in the files of that predator Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, I didn't vote for her because this is odious. But she has no power. I mean, Stephen Miller tells her what to do. I mean, she's a gopher. She's not like an attorney general at all. So I devalued her for a lack of power. Not that when she's told to do something, she's very compliant. But that's all she does is what she's told.
Yeah, I agree with that. Third place, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, with 10.6% of the vote. James, you start on him.
Well, I voted for him because I think the damage is more permanent than he can do. And when you start getting rid of really good officers and replacing them with really bad officers, it takes a long time to unring that bell. And, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, you can cure pretty quickly. Some stuff, it becomes inbred, and it just becomes almost impossible to change it until you have a lot of time. So Hedgesmith, I think, is the most dangerous because I think he's in the position to really do the most damage.
Well, this is a tough contest, but he may be the least qualified. He's a man with a really sordid history. I was tempted, but I didn't vote for him, although I agree with everything you just said, because I don't think he's running the Defense Department. I think there are other people who are making decisions. White House, Stephen Miller is involved there, and a guy named Bridge Colby, a relative of the former CIA director, William Colby. So I think Hegseth will be doing bad things. He has done bad things. He's a terrible role model for people. I think the flag officers are going to have contempt for him. But I just, I couldn't quite pull that lever because I think he's not very effective.
Trump, they don't even know some of the stuff, some of the arms he's given. Trump don't even know.
Right.
I mean, and the Secretary of Defense on his own, you know, because he's number two in the chain of command, is in a position to do what he does, and no one's going to question him. And he apparently doesn't wait for orders sometimes. Or doesn't tell people what he's doing.
And sometimes he doesn't even know what the orders are.
Well, they do it. And right. Watching that idiot Waltz on sent to Booker, and I guess it was sent to White House, questioning him about the signal stuff. I mean, how could she look at this stupid son of a bitch and lying through, like, just lying? He called him, of course, Joe Biden's fault. God damn.
I'm just, I mean, I think Obama and Clinton deserve some of the blame too, James. I mean, really. And we may really have to go back to Jimmy Carter before it's all over. In second place, runner-up, getting 14.7% of the votes, 193 votes, was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think the strong case for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I really believe has disgraced the family name, and I think a number of the family members feel the same way, is people are going to die because of Bobby Kennedy's anti-vaccine diatribes. Already measles are at a 33-year high, and I think a lot of other damage is going to be done. And he is really going to decimate the public health system in America. And if there is another COVID-type epidemic, and there will be someday, James, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doing everything to make sure we are ill-prepared for it.
Well, I completely agree with one thing is I don't think, you can pick your nose, you can pick your friends, you can pick an apple, you can't pick your relatives. Mm-hmm. All right? And it you know, given how many Kennedys there are, it's pretty remarkable. You got to have one crazy one, and they seem to do everything in excess, and they also, he does craziness in excess. But I don't know if he's disgraced the family name. He's just crazy. That's all.
He's a dangerous choice. That's for sure.
Yes, for sure. And I mean, look at this. Everything that you see is like insane. And since Bill Cassidy, Louisiana, who knows better, you know, you talk about selling your soul to the devil. That's where it is.
Well, he got a commitment from Robert Kennedy. And he took it. For real. He thought Robert Kennedy would keep it, which of course he hasn't. And they've gotten rid of, that board of experts and replaced them mainly with RFK hacks and sycophants. James, the winner, actually the runaway winner, with 37.3% of the vote. Now, 37.3% of the vote in an 11-person field, none of whom in this category of the worst and the most dangerous are people that don't merit some attention, is Stephen Miller, Deputy White House Chief of Staff. I voted for Stephen Miller because I think his damage is so pervasive. It's not just immigration, which I'll turn to in a minute. He gets involved with the Justice Department. He even gets involved with the Defense Department. He is said to want to be the next National Security Advisor. And on immigration, he is one of the great hate mongers of all times. He took delight when they separated parents from children. These days he is ordering, Kristi Noem and that thuggish Tom Homan, just take their orders from Stephen Miller. Remember they told us in the beginning, we're going to prioritize people who have records, people who are criminals. Bullshit. They go after anything. And I think Stephen Miller is maybe the worst person to serve in the executive branch that I've ever known.
There's certainly a colorable case for that, to say the least. I mean, it's something really fundamentally, I don't know, not right. I don't know if he even has human responses. I really don't. But what he does have is, for now, is enormous power. Yes.
Total confidence in Trump. His uncle wrote a great piece saying that he was an immigration hypocrite, because his family at the turn of the last century had emigrated to escape anti-Semitism from Belarus. Mr. Miller wants no part of his family history.
I don't think his family wants much more of him either.
That's true. God. Anyway, you guys voted. You did a great job out there. Over 1,000 respondents. And I think you did pretty well. I think James, we probably can agree that the top three, Miller, RFK, and Hegseth, were the most deserving top three.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm Pam Bondi is a gopher. So, you know, that's why I wouldn't have put her in there. But man, what about Christy Noe? I mean, now we're finding out there's disastrous response to flooding. Now she's moving into the Coast Guard commandant's house or something like that with Corey. I don't know, you know, quite what's going on there, but those people will be interested. Just Google Christy Noe and Corey Lewandowski.
Isn't this the Family Values Administration?
I think they claim that anymore.
James, this is not what we're talking about today, but I can't help but point out the Wall Street Journal story that quoted verbatim a congratulations 50th birthday note that Donald Trump sent Jeffrey Epstein back in 2003. Trump, of course, denied it and said he's going to sue the Journal, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. And Trump said at one point, because it was really a dirty note, does that sound like me? The answer, you bet it does, Donald. So
you've observed the United States political media maybe as long and as well as anybody I know. If I would have told you that the Wall Street Journal would have 10 times the courage that CBS News had, you would not have. You wouldn't believe me. Said, "Come on, James. I know new anchors at CBS. I worked at the Wall Street Journal. CBS News is the golden standard for American broadcast journalism. You know, Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite.
Definitely network.
You go on and on, and they just at the beck and call of Trump because Paramount wants to sell." But I would have never said that I would find the Wall Street Journal significantly more reliable news source than CBS News.
Well, yeah, I am agreeing with you, although I think it's for a long time been a reliable news source. It was the editorial page.
Right, right.
They had different views, but very the editorial page is more certainly more courageous these days than CBS News. And there was a story today that David Rhodes, who I know, might take the job of the president of CBS News. I hope he does not do that, because David, that will be your legacy. If you go back, this is an organization that just fired or are firing Stephen Colbert because they say it's a financial decision. Bullshit. It's not a financial decision.
No. It makes money like crazy for them. They want to get the merger approved, and that's one of the dangers. But, you know, you're right, and you got to give as much as you reluctant to do it. Murdoch pretty hands off on, you know, when they sold it, a lot of people were. You were concerned that he would get involved on the news side.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much evidence that that's the case. A lot of people worked there. I really trust him, Josh Darcy being, you know, one of them. But I always return their phone calls. I found them to be pretty straightforward.
It remains a great newspaper. Listen, you guys, we love this contest, the worst, the most dangerous Trump appointee. If any of you out there have any suggestions for a new contest, then please send them to us. Send them to Politicon, and we'll see if we can get it going.
Yeah, we like contests.
And I want to tell you, we are more prepared than ever because James Carville has a new laptop. So we really, we're ready to roar, baby.
Yeah, thanks to the Apple store at Rosedale Mall and right outside of Minneapolis. It couldn't have been more helpful.